like to call Sixth Osage Nation Congress into its first special session. Time is 3:04 PM. First item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Mason, would you please render our prayer?
Thank you. God said, Wakanda. Always Wakanda. Father God, we come this afternoon, and as we place ourselves here, we ask for your divine guidance to take us through this afternoon and the decisions that need to be made and the placement of our people in these positions that will benefit our people, our government, and the directions that we need to go here in the Sixth Congress, Father God. Be with all those that are around this table, Father, and in this room, Father God. And out there that are listening to us, Father God, that we're here to begin our day and continue on with this line of work that we have chosen to be a part of. And we thank the people for placing us here. And now we just ask for your divine guidance, Father God, in assisting us in making that kind of decision this day to get us started, Father. Be with us now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Atia.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn. The quorum has been established. The next item on the agenda is the election of congressional officers, or nominations and election of congressional officers. And we'll start with the position of Speaker. I'd like to open the floor to nominations for Speaker. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Nominate Congressman Walker for Speaker.
Are there any other nominations for Speaker?
Nominate Congresswoman Edwards for Speaker.
Are there any other nominations for Speaker, Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move that nomination cease.
Second.
Discussions with some of you about the potential. This is my sixth year on the Congress. I've chaired committees, I think, every year that I've been on the Congress. I feel like I would be fair and impartial. I feel like I've proven to be a good chair, lead a productive meeting, keep things in order. I'm open to constructive criticism if you have it. I don't get my feelings hurt very easy. I would work well with the executive branch. Wouldn't be a tool of the executive branch, but I would work collaboratively with the executive branch. Feel like I always have. And I just feel like it's time for me to step up and take a bigger leadership within Congress. And I'm not a position that I've really sought after, lobbied for, but I do feel like it's my time, and I would appreciate your vote. Thank you.
Congresswoman Edwards, you have the floor.
Thank you. I've wanted to be in the speaker role for a one-year term because I believe that everyone on the Congress ought to be a speaker. The speaker's role is about process, about getting us through the day, about getting us through our legislation that we're supposed to take care of, particularly in this upcoming session where we have new members. The most important thing is going to be for us to get through the budgetary session. I've been the chair of appropriations. I've been the chair of rules. I think that rules are going to be really important during this session. I'm also looking forward to not being the person that's down here in the trenches trying to get us through that. I mean, I can do it. I've done it for 12 years. But I'd like to be able to give you all a little bit of the experience that I've had being a judge and being on this Congress for 12 years and knowing about how to make process work. I will tell you that we've had our difficulties in the past. For example, we don't have any set days to have meetings and meeting times. And it makes it so that really none of us can ever even have any expectations of what we're going to do during the day when we're in Congress. And as a result, we cancel doctor's appointments, we miss school events, we miss a lot of things that we could actually plan for if we knew and had a process and had scheduling and had a calendar. So it's my hope that we can do that this time. That's under the leadership of the Speaker and the Rules Committee. And so we've got some rules proposed that would actually give us set days and times for meetings. When I was Appropriations Chair, we got the budget out several days before the session was over. And that's by working with the Speaker. So I hope to be able to get us through a session. And then in spring session, after the spring session, I would not be asking to be Chair Speaker again, because I want everybody to have an opportunity. I also would do what we've done in the past, which is let different people be Chair for the day, be Speaker for the day. I think it's important for us all to get a feel of how that works up there. So if I was elected, I would be pushing for that too, to let different people be Speaker during the session. So that's my goals for Speaker. Thank you.
Our congressional rules state that a vote will be taken with a show of hands. So all those in favor for Congressman Walker to be elected as the Speaker of this body, please raise your hands. Okay. Those in favor of Congresswoman Edwards? Congressman Walker, you have been elected to represent this body. And I will now relinquish the chair to you.
Can I take the gavel?
You are Speaker.
Can you do it as loud as Angela did?
It's going to be tiny.
It's an honor to be up here. It really is. I've admired all of you that have served, Congresswoman Whitehorn, Congressman Mason, Congresswoman Pratt. Hope to follow you guys' footsteps and utilize what I've seen you guys do. Okay, next on the agenda is second speaker. Nominations for second speaker, Congresswoman Buffalo Hand. Good Fox. Get not stumbling out of the gate. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Nominate Congresswoman Pratt.
Congressman Mason had his hand up second. I did.
I nominate Congressman Mason.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
I nominate Congressman Tillman.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move that nomination cease.
Any objection to nomination cease? Seeing none. Did we vote in the order that you're nominated?
Yes, sir. I'll get an opportunity to speak to
Congresswoman Pratt.
I would like to withdraw my nomination.
Okay. Any objection to Congresswoman Pratt doing so, seeing none? Okay. Congressman Mason, you have the floor.
Thank you. I appreciate the nomination. And let's go back a little bit. In 2006, when we began, and there's a couple of us at the table been here since. I had the privilege to serve as Speaker the first 4 years. And during that time, the Speaker had to have the role of also the second speaker in the interest, developing the infrastructure of this Congress. We came on board and took our oath that first time, and Congresswoman Edwards well remembers that we looked at each other and said, where's our office? We didn't have an office. We didn't have a congressional chambers. There's a lot of things we didn't have. We had to start from scratch. And during that time, I had privy to oversee some of the Muscogee Creek Council and their government. And at that time, I came up and used an idea they had, which was second speaker, and brought that to the table and brought it to the Congress, and we birthed a second speaker slot, which would take some of the tasks off of the speaker's role, because it became really quite a consuming day for the speaker at that time, doing all kinds of things, both internally as well as externally, as far as we go. I would appreciate your support. I'll give it my best, and like I said, I think I can work through some of these things as a second speaker, and as you have this packet in front of you, and all of the descriptions that go along with second speaker. I was part of helping put all of that together in the early days. So I'm aware of the challenges ahead, and some of you who have had that position know that it's a busy, busy position. I will share with you, my wife is feeling a little better, and therefore I plan on being more available to Pawhuska and residing in my residence here in Pawhuska and being available on a very frequent basis with our staff and being able to take care of the paperwork at hand and to assist the speaker and assist all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Tillman, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'm very honored for the nomination, for the opportunity to be second speaker. Starting my third year here in the Congress has been a very interesting development as we progress and we go forward. My first year was full of, as some of the new ones you'll see, it's a learning experience, huge learning curve. Second year calms down just a little bit, but I see the work of the second speaker and the assistance that they provide, not only to the speaker, to the body of Congress, congressional affairs. And that's always been my plan when I got in here, was to be able to get adapted, get adjusted, and then moving up, as RJ mentioned, when it's time, you know, it's time. Wouldn't want to be speaker right now because I just don't feel like I'm prepared or I'm ready, but right now I feel like the role of second speaker, working with Congressman Walker, helping in just the day-to-day processes of the Osage Nation Congress. And with all due respect to Congressman Mason, you and I have worked together well, and I continue to hope for that. And it's nothing you and I will ever have anything disagreeable about, and I'm honored for the nomination. So thank you.
Okay. So thanks, both of you. So do I call for the show of the hands? Okay, all of those in favor of Congressman Mason for second speaker, raise your hand. Okay, all those in favor of Congressman Tillman for second speaker, raise your hand. This seems to be a common vote count for these roles. Okay, by rule, the way I remember is we vote again. Is that right? Continue voting until somebody changes their mind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's try this again. All those in favor of Congressman Mason, raise your hand.
Until somebody yields.
All those in, you got it?
Go ahead.
Got it?
Okay.
Got it? Like the same result to me. All those in favor of Congressman Tillman, raise your hand. Okay. Try this again, and I'm going to
put the names in the hat.
Express myself. I was thinking about it. This happened on the way down here. All those in favor of Congressman Mason, raise your hand. Okay. All those in favor of Congressman Tillman, raise your hand. Congressman Tillman, congratulations. You are now the second speaker.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Next item on the agenda is Congressman Mason.
Wish to pledge my support to Congressman Tillman and to you, sir.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Let's have a good session.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we're going to elect officers for our select committees. First one is four members of the Congressional Affairs Committee. Congresswoman Edwards.
Point of order, is there anyone that cannot serve on this committee this time?
That cannot?
Cannot.
Oh, it's a 2-year thing?
Mm-hmm. No, everybody is clear to serve.
According to the clerk, everyone is clear to serve. I would ask those on the Rules and Ethics Committee if any of the rules, proposed rule changes, if we end up voting on any of those today, not saying that we are, but if we do, would any of those proposed rule changes cause us any issues if we continue down the agenda as it is written? Congresswoman Edwards.
Actually, I thought I was not able to serve on the Rules and Ethics Committee. And that was because...
We're CA right now.
Oh, sorry.
CA right now.
Right. I thought I wasn't able to serve on CA. I'm able to serve on CA?
That's right. I see. I've put you both on the same line instead of separating them. You're right. You cannot serve on CA.
So, for the new members, there's a rule that if you that you don't serve more than 2 years as an officer, and these are the officers. So, I've been on the CA committee 2 years in a row. I thought so, but I was making sure. So, I will not be able to serve on CA, which is fine because I'm a little tired from today.
Would you read that so everyone's clear, please?
Congressional Rule 1.1.5 states elected officers shall hold an office for a period of 1 year and not more than 2 consecutive years. And Congresswoman Edwards is correct. I was looking at her rules and ethics and didn't see the CA next to it, but she is unable to serve on CA. She has been on rules and ethics for 2 years. However, 1 year was as the chair, which is elected separately from the member, and she served as the chair 1 year and the member the next year. Congresswoman Whitehorn is unable to serve on membership committee because she has served on the membership committee as a member for 2 consecutive years.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Now I nominate Congressman Potts.
Maria. Okay, we have one nomination for the Congressional Affairs Committee of Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I nominate Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay. Congressman Potts.
Nominate Congressman Mason.
Congresswoman Edwards, you did have your hand up prior to Congresswoman Pratt.
Nominate Congressman Dickhorst.
Are there any other nominations? That's four. Congresswoman Edwards.
Has everybody finished? I move that nomination cease and that Congressman Potts, Congresswoman Pratt, Congressman Mason, and Congressman Big Horse be seated by acclamation.
Second.
Motion that nomination cease and Congresswoman Pratt, Congressman Big Horse, Congressman Mason, and Congressman Potts are elected by acclamation to the Congressional Affairs Committee. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Congressional Affairs Committee is set. Next item on the agenda is Chairperson of Congressional Committee on Rules and Ethics. Floor is open. Congresswoman Good Fox.
I nominate Congresswoman Stabler.
Okay, are there any other nominations for Chairperson for Congressional Committee on Rules and Ethics? Congresswoman Good Fox.
Nominate Congresswoman Pratt.
Can you nominate two people?
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Can I be on two of those?
You can be on two slots.
Be on two.
But no more than two.
Right.
So you can't do membership.
Membership?
Nope. Not if you're on these two.
I like different groups, so I'll keep them.
Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to withdraw my nomination.
Okay. I forget, can she do that? We'll have to ask if there's any objection to that.
She can do it.
She can withdraw.
Okay. Nomination is withdrawn. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move that nomination cease and that Congresswoman Pratt be declared the Chairperson of Rules and Ethics by acclamation.
There's a motion on the floor.
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Big Horse. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, Congresswoman Pratt has been elected as Chairperson of the Congressional Committee on Rules and Ethics. Congresswoman Pratt.
I nominate Congresswoman Stabler as a member.
Okay. Need at least one more nomination. It's a three-person committee. Congressman Tillman.
I nominate Congressman Potts.
Congresswoman Pratt.
I nominate Congresswoman Good Fox.
There's two members.
We have two members and there's three of you.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move the nomination cease.
Congressman Potts.
I'd like to withdraw my nomination.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Okay, I move that nomination cease and that, can I continue? And that Congresswoman Good Fox and Congresswoman Stabler be affirmed by acclamation.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Everyone clear on the motion? The motion is to cease nominations and declare Congresswoman Stabler and Congresswoman Good Fox as members of the Committee on Rules and Ethics by acclamation. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Rules and Ethics Committee is set. Next item on the agenda is Chairperson of Congressional Committee on Appropriations. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Nominate Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Congressman Maker.
I nominate Congressman Potts.
Pardon me?
Congressman Potts.
Congressman Potts, okay. Congresswoman Stabler.
I move that nomination cease.
Okay. There's a motion that nomination cease.
Second.
Seconded by Congressman Mason. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Congresswoman Whitehorn, you have the floor.
I appreciate the nomination. I will accept the nomination. I think that we did some good work in appropriations last year. I think that we had some good reporting on the financials of the nation. I think we broke down, as a committee, we broke down and we looked pretty good at the budgets. I worked well with our budget analyst at the time, Congressman Potts, so I'm going to say a word for him. He's very, he knows what he's doing in that area. Appropriation has a lot to do with communication, has a lot to do with understanding your appropriation legislation. I feel like I do. I'll continue to do the same quality of work that I did in the past, so I'd appreciate your support for this.
Okay. Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Very much along the same lines, I believe that we did a great job on the Appropriations Committee last year. Many of you have spoken to me about this, willing to serve if that's the will of the Congress. But we've done some great work last year, looking to continue on that great work. I know that whoever is chair of Appropriations will do a good job.
Okay. All those in favor of Congresswoman Whitehorn serving as the chairperson for the Congressional Committee on Appropriation, raise your hand.
Okay.
All those in favor of Congressman Potts, raise your hand. We get along so well. Okay, let's try this again. All those in favor of Congresswoman Whitehorn, raise your hand. All those, okay. Let's try that again. All those in favor of Congresswoman Whitehorn, raise your hand.
Whitehorn.
These guys switched.
Yes, they did.
All those, okay, please put your hands down. All those in favor of Congressman Potts, raise your hand.
We cannot vote twice.
Got it? Okay, we're going to try this again. All those in favor of, pardon me?
This is in order to withdraw a nomination.
Yes.
I'd like to withdraw my nomination.
Okay. All right, Congresswoman Whitehorn will serve as chair of Appropriations. Next is chairperson of Congressional Committee on Membership. Floor is open for nominations. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I nominate Congressman Potts.
Second.
Okay, there's a nomination for Congressman Potts to serve as the chair of the membership committee. Are there any other nominations? Congressman Mason.
I'd like to nominate Congresswoman Lemon.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Mm-hmm. Congresswoman Lemon.
I would like to withdraw.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move that nominations cease and Congressman Potts be declared the chairperson of membership by acclamation.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Everybody clear on the motion? All those in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. Congressman Potts, you are the chairperson for the membership committee. Now we need to fill the committee with two members, so the floor is open for two members of Congressional Committee on Membership, Congresswoman Whitehorn, then Congresswoman Pratt.
Nominate Congresswoman Edwards.
Okay, Congresswoman Pratt.
I nominate Congresswoman Lemon.
Congressman Mason. Okay. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move that nomination cease and the Congresswoman Edwards and Congresswoman Lemon be declared on the membership committee by acclamation.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, membership committee has been established. All right, so we need to go back. Chair would entertain motion to recess for the purposes of establishing standing committees.
So moved. Second.
Caucusing.
Joe moved. I second.
Motion was made by Congressman Tillman, seconded by Congresswoman Pratt, Congresswoman Edwards.
Can you please just let everybody know, read the rule so that people know what we're doing?
Do you have the rule handy? Well, we're going to, can I just summarize? Would that be okay? We're going to recess for the purposes of caucusing. There's the sign-up sheets in the back for the standing committees. And some of them are going to have more than the rules allow. So it gives the members an opportunity to basically negotiate on or off certain committees. And we'll go back there, we'll come to an agreement on who's going to serve on the committees. And once that's done, we'll come in here, then we'll elect officers for those committees. Congresswoman Edwards.
I will point out that the former Rules and Ethics Committee made a recommended rule that no one sit on more than two standing committees. Hasn't been voted on, but that was recommendation.
That is noteworthy if we're going to, if we end up voting on that.
When you start signing up for everything.
How does the body like want to proceed on that? Do we want to determine now whether or not we're going to vote on rules prior to going and establishing committees? Floor is open. Congresswoman or Congressman Dickhorst.
If it's going to change things after we conclude, then yes, we need to visit the rules first so that we don't have to make changes afterwards, don't we?
It could cause an issue for sure. Could restructure the committees, prohibit somebody from serving on more than two. Congresswoman Edwards.
Probably a fair statement. I mean, it could be implemented going forward, but I will say that there was a reason for it. I think it's very hard to sit on every committee and put the amount of time and effort that you probably should put into it if you spread yourself too thin.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I would like to note there that what we did electing officers with select committees, that's not affected by this rule. It's on standing committees, which are the lower committees that are down here. I ran through the proposed rules just on my own. I just signed up for two standing committees, so because I knew that rule was on the table. So that's just how I proceeded. I don't know how the body was for you.
Congresswoman Edwards and Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'll defer to Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, I haven't read through all of the rules, but my question would be, and I have seen different Congresses, some people will sign up right out of the gate, five committees. I've been on a Congress where someone didn't sign up for any committees. So if we're going to limit a Congress member to only sitting on two, then are you all going to address a Congress member needing to sign up for two? Because what if someone just signs up for one? What if someone signs up for none again? I mean, if you're going to address one issue, then you have to talk about the other, which is people not signing up for as many. When you have some members that are willing to sit and do the work on multiple, more than two. It's just food for thought.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So I remember that that has happened one time, and I've been on all the Congresses. The flip side of that is signing up for all the committees or signing up for more than two committees and then not showing up and us not having quorums, and that happens too. The committees are comprised of no less than three, no more than five. So if you do the math, there's enough to be on two committees. There's some people can be on one committee, but yeah, I think it's fair to say that nobody should be on no committees. But from my perspective, if you're going to be a good committee member, it's not about sitting in the chair, it's about doing the work.
It was pointed out by the clerk also that one of the proposed rules is to combine culture and education. And I read through the proposed rules on my phone a day or two ago. I'm not saying that I remember every one of them. I kind of made up my mind how I would vote each one of them if we tackle those today. Congresswoman Edwards.
What rule is that rule?
Committee report. These committee reports have all of the proposed rule amendments that were just handed out.
I was going to move to pass that rule and then come back afterwards for the rest of them.
Which rule is that? Combining education and culture?
Two of them. Education, culture, and then two, and then the two rules, two member rules.
Are you doing that in an effort to get out in front of
right,
making
of these
any
issues.
Mistakes?
Right.
Congressman Tillman.
Rule 7.7.1, page 3 at the bottom.
Date of?
Page 36, line 4 and 5.
No, the date of the Rules and Ethics Committee report.
Oh, yes.
Could you repeat that, please, sir? Which one
it's
was
on
it?
June 5th, page 3, the very bottom of the page, Rule 7.7.1, page 36, lines 4 and 5, combine the Education and Cultural Committee into one committee.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to pass Rule 7, well, move to modify the agenda and put rules consideration on the agenda at this juncture.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Discussion, Congressman Bickhorst.
Yes, I'd just like to have a little bit of history of why we're combining these two committees. I'm not against it, or I just want to know what, I mean, for us new ones, we don't know why they're being combined, so.
Okay.
We need this motion.
Congressman Tillman serves as the chairperson. Congresswoman Edwards is also on that committee. Who's the third member?
We need the motion to pass.
Oh. It's not germane to the motion on the floor. Sorry. That would be a rule suspension.
I thought that's what I did.
Oh. Okay. So there's a motion on the floor to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and consider rule change 7.71, which is on page 3 of the Rules and Ethics Committee report dated June 5th. Any additional discussion? Congresswoman Pratt.
Hold on. I just want to slow it down. 7.71, so the standing committees.
It's a rule suspension. There is no discussion.
Oh, that's true.
Which is problematic.
Well, there it is. Okay.
It's to place it on the agenda.
Okay, the The question before us is to place it on the agenda to vote for the rule suspension, or to vote for the amendment. How do you have the motion going down, Madam Clerk?
Just put it on the agenda. It's not the substance of the rule yet.
7.1 is on the agenda.
Is everyone clear on the motion?
It's only to put it on the agenda.
Is anyone not clear on the motion? Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Pratt?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Walker, or Speaker Walker?
Yes. Okay, so now the amendment is on the agenda. Oh, it failed. 7-5. Oh, that's right. It takes 8. It's rule suspension. Okay, Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place Rule 7.1.4 on the agenda.
There's a motion on the floor to place Rule 7.14.
Yes, it's Amendment Number 13, page 4, on the June 5th.
Everybody get that? It's on Rules and Ethics Committee report, page.
Second.
June 5th. Motion's been made and seconded. The rule suspension, there's no discussion. Roll call vote, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Pratt?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congressman Big Horse. I'm sorry. Congressman Big Horse.
Move to recess for the purposes of caucusing.
Motion to recess by Congresswoman Edwards. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Congresswoman Whitehorn. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, we're in recess.
These are supposed to be no lines, though, so when I'm at the computer and then when I'm here, I was so glad they had that oath in big letters today.
It was just that motion that you just said. But I'm not on rules and ethics. So ask
thank you
people
for
the
nomination.
On
I'm just not prepared to be chair.
So sorry.
You think you would? Yeah, I just don't want to understand. Yeah, those of you that have been here before, I want to go.
Are we halfway through?
But for those of us who are here, I want to see what's not on our show.
You can do what it says. Be nice. We can do two standing committees.